Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the FinecoBank second quarter 2018 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Alessandro Foti, CEO of Fineco. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining our first half 2018 results conference call. Net profit in the first half exceeded 125 million, plus 20.1% year-on-year, and gross operating profit reached 187 million, almost 16% more compared to the first half 2017. These results confirm once again the soundness of our business model, able to deliver industrial growth in every market condition without significant volatility among the different quarters. We generated over 311 million of revenues in 6 months, all recurring, up 10.3% year-on-year, with all product areas positively contributing. Operating costs at 124.6 million, well under control despite the continuous expansion in assets and clients. Cost income ratio down 3 percentage points year-on-year at 40%, thanks to our strong operating leverage and the scalability of the platform. Please now go through the following slides to analyze more in details all the dynamics of our results. Slide 6 on net interest income. So first half 2018 net interest income increased more than 8% compared 1 year ago, supported by double-digit growth in volumes, both sticky sight deposits and lending. Volume dynamics more than offset the yearly reduction in gross margins. As you can see at the bottom right of the slide, average gross margins on interest earning assets lowered from 1.34% in the first half 2017 to 1.32%. Cost of funding remained very low at 4 basis points. In the following slide, you can find the progression of our government bond portfolio. As anticipated during our full year results conference call, we confirm our intention to enhance the diversification of our investment portfolio through the non-renewal of expiring UniCredit bonds and the increase of European government bonds, in addition to the already announced focus on lending activity. Let me remind you that our strategy is always aimed at generating industrial and high quality results. Therefore, we don't use our portfolio for gaining short-term revenues. This is the reason why in the past we booked the majority of our government bond portfolio at amortized cost without any volatility on capital ratio and P&L. In 2018, we confirm our low single-digit increase in net interest income, supported by lending and volume effect on valuable sight deposits that more than offset the declining margins, mainly due to the runoff of the existing bond portfolio. Let me also remind our sensitivity to a potential increase in interest rates. A parallel shift of 100 basis points would generate 115 million of additional net interest income. Moving to commissions and trading income. Fees and commissions strongly up year on year, a double-digit growth supported by whole product areas and in particular by investing. Management fees grew 12.2% year on year thanks to the better asset mix, as asset under management increased 11% year-on-year with a strong contribution of guided products and services. grew by plus 21% year-on-year. Also, brokerage performed very well, thanks to the higher volatility compared to the first half 2017 and to the enlargement of the product offer. Core revenues in the first half 2018 ranked as the second best semester, but we will deep dive on this later on. Moving to slide 9, we have a detailed overview on cost evolution. Efficiency is part of our DNA and core in our bank. Moreover, the relentless improvement in IT and the operational internal know-how made in our 20 years journey represents a unique competitive advantage for us. Staff expenses were at 41.5 million in the first half 2018, 6.6 more compared to the same period of 2017, mainly due to the increase in the workforce related to the business development and the setup of Fineco Asset Management. Other administrative expenses at 78.3 million, plus 1.2% year-on-year, despite the enlargement of assets and clients, confirming the operating leverage as a distinctive competitive advantage for our bank. In terms of future evolution, we confirm our guidance on a continuously declining cost income in the long run, thanks to the scalability of our platform and the strong operating gearing we have. Looking at 2018 year-end dynamics, we are forecasting an increase of total operating cost by around 5% year-on-year, plus 5 million related to Fineco Asset Management. This increase mainly includes expenses for business growth with clear returns. For example, costs for look-through implementation, which brought significant benefit to the Common Equity Tier 1, as we will see in the following slide. Moving to slide 10, Fineco confirmed a solid and stable capital position on the wave of a safe balance sheet. Transitional Common Equity Tier 1 ratio amounted to 20.7%, and Common Equity Tier 1 ratio fully loaded was at 20.6. Total capital ratio transitional at 29.3, including the additional Tier 1 issued at the beginning of 2018. As announced last quarter, we are very pleased to inform you that we implemented the look-through approach, leveraging on our best-in-class internal operational skills. This approach allows us to drill down the underlying assets provided by clients as collateral to Credit Lombard, reducing, therefore, the risk-weighted asset absorption according with the real underlying assets. The look-through covers around 57% of the collateral, leading to a significant improvement of Core Tier 1 ratio by 194 basis points. On slide 11, we show an overview of the total financial assets growing trend, supported by the healthy expansion in new inflows. We gathered 26.6 billion net sales in the last 5.5 years, leading total financial assets close to 70 billion as of June 2018. This powerful performance confirms Fineco's potential to further consolidate its position and take advantage from structural trends in place in Italy, the increasing demand for advanced advisory services, and growing digitalization. Our market share on total financial assets increased at 1.63% as of March 2018. Moving to slide 12, we summarize the breakdown of total financial assets. As you know, we are strongly focused on the quality and the sustainability of assets gathered. In coherency with the ongoing initiatives to improve the productivity of the network, the asset mix is constantly moving in the right direction with a better mix. As of June 2018, total financial assets were at almost 70 billion, 10% more compared to June 2017. Asset under management amounted to 34.5 billion, 49% of total financial assets. Guided products increased their penetration rate to 64% on total assets under management, 5 percentage points more than 1 year ago. On the right side of the slide, assets under management grew 10.6 billion since the end of 2014. Leveraging on our cyborg advisory approach, the lion's share in this growth was represented by guided products and services, which increased by 13.7 billion in the period. On slide 13, we can see that we are very satisfied about the solid commercial data released in the first semester, despite the more difficult environment compared to last year. We gathered 3.6 billion of net sales, an increase of more than 24% compared to the first half 2017. The recent launch of some brand new products and services, such as Plus and Core Target, helped in offsetting the higher propensity of clients to remain in a wait-and-see mood. The strong increase of the inflows gathered confirms the continuous improvement in the quality of clients and therefore the effectiveness of the brand repositioning of the bank. More than 3.2 billion of net sales were gathered through our financial advisors, plus 22% year on year. They are strongly committed in moving clients into added value solutions, helping clients in managing their wealth with a long-term approach, bearing in mind the client's investment target. Moving to slide 14, as you know, our growth strongly leverages on the organic component thanks to the unmatched quality of our services. In the first half 2018, out of 3 billion of net sales, 85% was organically generated through the existing financial planners or directly by the bank, and 15% come from recruits made in the last 24 months. As you know, in our view, this growing strategy is strongly sustainable in the long run, also from a future cost sustainability perspective, positioning the bank in a sweet spot to cope with future pressure on margins and potential challenges. For us, recruitment is exclusively aimed to improve the quality of the network through selected new recruits. Now, I would skip directly to page 18 of the presentation of the next section before moving to the last part of the presentation. It is worth spending a few words on brokerage. Confirmed as a strong contributor to our revenue generation. As you can see in the chart at the bottom, current revenues in the first half 2018 ranked the second best half since 2013, but the best one with this level of volatility, thanks to the continuous enlargement of the client's base and market share combined with a broader product offer. The strong potential of this business is also been recently confirmed by the jump in the market share of equity traded volumes in Italy, increased at 24% according with the Assosim ranking, plus 4.4 percentage points compared to December 2017. Let's now move on to slide 24. Commercial loans grew 90% year on year with the usual strict control on credit quality. Let's remind that our lending is offered exclusively to our loyal customer base and our deep internal IT culture allows us to fully leverage on big data analytics. This translates into a commercial cost of risk very well under control, as you can see on the right side. In the first half 2018 is not fully comparable with the previous periods due to the introduction of new accounting standards. However, for 2019, we expect a stabilization at the June 2018 level. Let's move now in analyzing lending initiatives more in depth. As you can see in slide 25, lending offer is very well welcomed by our clients. Mortgages reached 723 million in the first half, almost 40% more compared to December 2017, with almost 6,900 mortgages granted, with an average loan-to-value of 52% and an average maturity of 19 years. For 2018, we expect a yearly new production of around 400 million, as we prefer not to take part of increased competition in the market without entering into red zones characterized by aggressive pricing, high loan-to-value and longer maturities. Expectations in terms of yields stand at around 80/85 basis points, slightly lower compared to our previous indication, given the increased hedging cost due to worsening of market conditions. Personal loans grew more than 31% year-on-year, and margins remain very attractive. Our expectation in terms of new production is around 200 million per year, which means 100 million net in terms of delta stock, with an expected yield in the range of 400-450 basis points. Lombard loans at 845 million increased by 140% compared to 1 year ago, thanks to the introduction of new Credit Lombard. In 2018, our expectation is to grow around 500 million with an average yield of around 110/120 basis points. Moving into slide 27, just few words on the new asset management company. As announced, Fineco Asset Management is fully operational since July the 2nd, 2018. This initiative represents a big step forward to further improve efficiency in our asset under management business and improving at the same time the quality of the services provided to clients. Let me underline the main stream of revenues of this new company. First of all, Fineco Asset Management already managed 6.7 billion of core series, of which 6.55 billion retail and 0.14 billion institutional, and already actively working on the improvement of efficiencies and portfolio rationalization. Then the first 31 sub-advised funds are already under approval by the Central Bank of Ireland. This week is expected the formal approval of the new Irish Collective Asset Management Vehicle to make the process of new sub-advised funds more efficient, simpler, and faster. This will allow Fineco Asset Management to release the first wave of sub-advised funds this week, and the second wave of release is expected in October. Finally, new funds of funds complementary to the existing core series are under implementation. The first nine are expected to be released by year-end. This initiative represents a clear win-win solution. Improving efficiency will allow us to reduce total expense ratio for clients, producing at the same time higher margins on asset under management. As already anticipated, we confirm you that a relevant and recurring improvement in our profitability is expected. Leveraging on the clear advantages these solutions have, we have a very positive expectation in terms of future volumes managed by Fineco Asset Management. Also, thanks to some initiatives the bank we will put in place to channel a relevant portion of asset under management in Fineco Asset Management. For example, all innovative new solutions will be manufactured in Ireland. At the bottom of the slide, we summarize the main interaction between Ireland and Italy. Let me just highlight that the cost structure of the new company is expected to be extremely lean, and we are budgeting around 6-7 million of cost per year. This, combined with the expected revenue growth, leads to a very attractive single-digit cost income. Finally, on slide 29, a few words on Fineco UK and Patent Box. In UK, we acquired over 2,100 clients with a very interesting mix. 52% is represented by non-Italians, of which 37% are represented by native British. The most recent clients acquired show that our proposition is more and more welcomed, not only by Italian expatriates, but also by non-Italians, in particular British native. As you know, in our estimates, we do not include neither revenues nor costs, but this project represents a concept card for the future evolution of our bank, as we now have a perfect blueprint that could be redeployed in other European countries. As you know, we applied for the patent box in December 2015, both for the intellectual properties, as our platform are internally developed, and also for the trademark. Talks with the Italian fiscal authority are entered in the final phase, and we are very confident about the possible outcome. The closing of the process is now in the hands of the revenue agency, and fiscal benefits will cover 5 years from 2015 to 2019. Intellectual properties are renewable according to the international guidelines. Thanks for your time, and now we can open the call to questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question comes from Gianluca Ferrari with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. I have four questions. The first one is related to page 18 on brokerage. And basically, I was looking for your help to reconcile the fact that in Q2 executed orders were down 3%, but then the trading income was down something around 14%. So I just wanted to understand why this drop Q2 versus Q1 in trading income. The second question is on guided products. It seems that the second derivative is flattening out a bit, so it now represents 64% of your total assets under management. Do you have any target or guidance for full year 18? Do you think guided products will remain in the region of 64-65, or you are much more ambitious than that, and we will see more to come in the coming quarters? The third question is related to page 9, and it is about your very strong cost control, and in particular, G&A related to development went down from 23.6 in Q1 to 20 million in Q2. Can you help us in reading a bit better this number? Did you anticipate some costs in Q1, and those costs were not present in Q2, but we should see this normalizing in the next quarters? And last question, I think you already answered. You reduced the guidance in terms of mortgages from 500 to 400. Is this due to the fact that hedging costs are getting higher, so you want to be a bit more prudent with this respect? Thank you.
So first of all, let me start from the brokerage So on the brokerage, the decrease quarter on quarter, so the second quarter versus the first quarter, is related mainly to seasonal effect, because is so the first quarter has been for sure to some extent more volatile. In the second quarter, we had a lower number of open days, the example of Easter. And in any case, for example, in the month of June, has been characterized by more and wait and see mood by the clients, and driven by the political uncertainties. In any case, I want to remind that the second quarter 2018 has been the best second quarter of ever after the listing. So, by word of caution, when you are analyzing the results of brokerage, making comparison quarter with quarter, you have to be extremely prudent, because again, the brokerage is the least predictable part of our business, because it's clearly driven by the level of volatility of the market. So the risk is to compare periods. So what is, in our opinion, is very important on the brokerage, that there is a very clear trend that the bank is keeping on enlarging the market share, the client base, and the business. Then clearly the short-term volatility can affect temporarily results, but clearly we are extremely positive on the long-run development of brokerage, and this has been in any case confirmed by the quite big jump we had in terms of market share in the volumes exchanged on the Italian Stock Exchange. We have to remind that Fineco has a market share on retail brokerage that is, we are estimating, is definitely above 50%. And so to keep on growing in terms of market share, it's something quite outstanding. So moving on, gathered products. So the gathered products is, the gathered products are going to remain the main driver of the growth of our asset under management products. It's clear that we have the point is that the bank at the same time is keeping on growing robustly, and so to move the percentage is more and more difficult. But I can confirm that we don't expect to remain sit on this 64-65%. So this percentage is expected to grow in the coming month, and the decrease of cost in quarter on quarter is related to the usual seasonality in the first quarter, which include higher financial planner social security contributions, such as an ASARCO association and fear termination compensation fund. So the yearly increase is mainly linked to a higher expense related to PFA, mainly loyalty, again fear, and ASARCO and costs related to the new management company. And finally, on mortgages, clearly we confirm that the change in the guidance, because we lowered slightly the guidance from 500 million to 400 million, is because, as we explained during the presentation, we are not interested in taking part to a market that is starting on becoming a little bit overrated. So we are not interested, for example, in becoming aggressive in terms of loan-to-value and too long maturity, and as well we are not interested in providing pricing that are not current with a decent and acceptable profitability. And so this is the reason why we reduced by 100 million of euros the guidance.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from Elena Perini with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I've got some questions. The first one is on the outlook for your net inflows and their mix for the second half of this year. Can we expect a similar level of the first half, both in terms of absolute value and mix? Then the second question is about loan loss provisions. I understood that there were some impacts from the new IFRS 9 accounting principle. So if you can elaborate a bit more, and also on the run rate we can expect for the full year and for the coming quarters. About the recruiting costs, are you willing to exploit the benefits offered by IFRS 15 in terms of longer amortization period, or you will stay like now as you are now? And then if you can provide us with the sensitivity of your Common Equity Tier 1 to the BTP Bund spread. And finally, I don't know if you have already talked about it because I had to disconnect for a few minutes, but about the patent box, when do you think that you will obtain the response from the Italian fiscal authority? Thank you.
So starting from the guidance on net inflows, as usual, we are not giving any precise guidance on net inflows because we are not obsessed by gathering a few hundreds of millions more or less, because we are concentrated on the prevailing structural trends. And so we confirm that we expect the bank remaining on the fast lane of growth in terms of net inflows, because again, the net inflows we are gathering are driven by structural trends, that they are the change of habits by the Italian families in managing their wealth, digitalization, and clearly the headwinds against the small and medium regional banks. And these trends are structural, are going to stay. And Fineco is exactly at the crossroads. So we don't expect, so we expect the bank keeping on growing robustly, but we don't give a clearly precise guidance. In terms of mix, clearly the main goal of the bank is to move as much as we can in the direction of asset under management products and clearly mainly guided products. Clearly we cannot be 100% assured to achieve the perfect asset mix, because the business mix and asset mix, because clearly this can be temporarily affected by the market conditions. So, for example, if we enter in a much more volatile situation characterized by corrections on the market, clearly you can expect net inflows remaining pretty strong, but with a temporary change in the mix, moving more in direction of liquidity and asset under custody. But again, this is not fully in our hands. So what I can confirm you that we expect to keep on growing very, very robustly in terms of net inflows, and all the efforts and activity by the bank is in direction of moving as much as we can in direction of asset under management products. For the loan loss provision, I leave the floor to the Lorena Pellicciardi, the CFO. Please, Lorena.
Yes. So, loss loan provision are equal to 0.2 million in the second quarter. Let's underline that loss loan provision are not fully comparable with previous periods, as they now include also the impairment related to the IFRS 9 due to exposure to bank, and also forward-looking information following the introduction of the new accounting standard. In the second quarter, we had minus 2.2 million of loss loan provision related to loans to customers, following the increase in lending exposure. And we had a positive impact of 2.4 million euros on loans to banks, mainly on current account with UniCredit, due to the model recalibration and in particular to the improvement of UniCredit risk profile, the probability of default.
Now I leave the floor again to the CFO for the questions related to the IFRS 15 recruiting cost and so on. So please, Lorena.
Yes. Regarding IFRS 15, we didn't have any impact. We draw reference to recruitment cost. Upfront fees are amortized in 5-6 years, accordingly with the locking period indicated in each mandate.
And finally, on the patent box, clearly as we explained, everything has been is finished, so has been finalized with the Italian Fiscal Authority. So, and again, we are quite positive regarding the outcome. So there is no doubt that we are going to get a fiscal break. And that clearly now, in terms of time horizon, is completely in the hands of the Italian Fiscal Authority, because we received some indication by them, but as you know, we prefer not to be, because sometimes is not so precise. So clearly, in our opinion, it's important that for sure Fineco is going to benefit from this fiscal break. Another very important point to be concentrated, that the largest part is going to be represented by the intellectual properties, that is making Fineco a unique case in the banking industry, because this is thanks to the fact that we are running by ourselves our platforms. And even more importantly, this component is going to be recurrent, and differently from the trademark, that is the component for which all the banks are applying, that is a pure one-off. So we are not in a rush, because we know that these are money that they are going to come to us. So and so we are patiently waiting for the final and official green light by the Italian fiscal authorities. In terms of sensitivity on the volatility on the BTP bond spread, every 100 basis points of widening or tightening of the spread, we expect an impact between 40 and 45 basis points on our common equity tier 1 ratio.
Okay, thank you very much. So basically in line as far as your last answer with the 45 bips I see on page 10 on the ATCS reserves. Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have only one question. It's related to your quarter one ratio. I would like to understand if you can give us an idea on what kind of projection we should assume in terms of capital absorption related to personal Lombard loans and mortgages going forward. So,
regarding this point, clearly it's we don't expect any significant impact on our core tier 1 ratio by the new production of lending products. The reason is the same. First of all, we have still some room for in improving further the effectiveness of the look-through approach, because clearly at the moment we have 57% of the total assets used as a collateral by clients that they are that they are under this, and this is generating 44% absorption in terms of risk-weighted assets. And what we expect in the following month to increase even more the coverage, so moving up from 57% and reaching, I don't know, probably, I'm looking to, what do you think, Lorena, which kind of level we can reach?
Our expectation is to reach 80%, around 80%.
So our idea is to be able to cover 80% of the assets under that they are used by the clients as a collateral. So this means that we have room for adding a quite interesting amount of core Tier 1 ratio more. So, and this is going to be every 10% increase or look through means brings a positive contribution on core Tier 1 ratio by 50 basis points. So clearly, as you can imagine, this is much more that we can expect to consume on the mortgage side and the personal loan side. So what we expect that our core Tier 1 ratio is going to remain pretty strong, also considering that our growth in terms of lending business remaining in the same direction, perfectly coherent with the guidance we gave to the market.
Okay, thank you. Just a follow up. Can you share with us what is the breakdown of 125 basis point increase, or rather impact on core Tier 1 related to risk weighted asset increase?
Yes, there is
125 basis point. Means 160 million of risk-weighted assets.
Let's say, is it possible to understand what are the assets underlying this increase? So mortgages, personal loans, whatsoever?
Yes, mortgages, personal loans, and partially Credit Lombard.
Yes, the portion that is not still covered by the look-through.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question comes from Anna Adamo with Autonomous Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. I have two questions, actually. One on the Fineco UK business. Now that the business is up and running, could you perhaps share with us what you expect in terms of profit contribution from the business in the next couple of years? And related to this point, are you planning to launch any of the ISA and pension products, which are very popular in the UK market? And the second question is related to the 5.4 million gain on investments related to UniCredit. How often are you planning to update the PD assumptions, and should we expect these gains to be recurring on an annual basis? Thank you.
So let me start from the UK business. So on UK business, as we said, it's still too early to give some kind of guidance in terms of the future potential of the business, because we are still in the stage in which what is, in our opinion, it's quite rewarding that despite the fact that we are considering this phase as a kind of starting phase, the welcome that we are receiving is pretty nice, because without doing any kind of significant marketing, we are keeping systematically on acquiring new clients, and we are doing business. But it's still too early to give such a precise guidance in terms of future contribution by this business. We still need at least some months in order to have the business definitely. So, for example, and I take the opportunity to answer also to the last part, the other part of the questions. Clearly, in the next following month, I can confirm that we are going to add as well the ISA products and investing products, because clearly we are perfectly aware that this is a very important component of the business. Probably at that point of time when the proposal is going to be 100% up and running, we are going to be in the position to give a more precise guidance in terms of future revenues generation. And regarding the profits on investments and the evolution of the PD and so on, I leave again the floor to the Lorena. Please, Lorena.
Yes. Also profit on investment are affected by the introduction of the new accounting standards IFRS 9. This is why the figure are not fully comparable with previous periods, and the impact of 5.2 million in the first half is mainly linked to the impairment on UniCredit bond portfolio accounted as held to collect due to model recalibration for institutional counterparties, and in particular for the improvement of UniCredit risk profile. So following the introduction of the new standard IFRS 9, we have to evaluate all our assets that are not evaluated at fair value through profit and loss, and each 6 months they are subject to impairment. So we don't know if the risk profile of UniCredit will improve or not in the next months, but we have to evaluate every 6 months all our assets.
The main reason of the improvement of the risk profile of the parent company is clearly, as you can imagine, has been driven by the fact that these models are usually put in place in the way in which you have a certain set of data that is coming from the past, and so clearly now there is is like the moving averages, and so now the old data related to the period in which UniCredit was just before the capital increase, so this kind of data has been eliminated by the model, and now we have the new UniCredit with a fully capitalized, and so clearly we, unless we have some absolutely unexpected events, disruptive and so on, we can expect a certain kind of stabilization of the risk profile of UniCredit. So that this change has been produced by the fact that now the model is fully incorporating the new situation of UniCredit after the capital increase.
Very clear. Thank you.
Mr. Foti, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you again for attending our conference, and talk to you soon.